wearing that dress and those shoes and corset. It's just killing me. Why on earth do I have to wear a corset? That's so stupid. Who needs to breathe, right? Dude, that's rude. Rude. Just walking out on me like that? What the hell? Was I so bad that you, like, jump up and ran off like a cartoon character? Of course I noticed. I looked at you through the whole play. I know it's not professional, da-da-da, but you are my calm point. Looking at you makes me calm, and I remember my lines. In particular, those old English lines. Hey, don't go. Look at me. No, look at me. Don't walk away. We're having a serious conversation right now. Speak to me. I ran right after the play. I didn't even get my after-play applause. You know what I mean. No, there's nothing. Okay, there's definitely something. Your eyes are dark, and you can't even look into my eyes. You always do that when you're upset. I've known you for a long time. Come on. Tell me what happened. John, can I help you? No, I can't go with you somewhere in private. How you said that is really weird. No, stay here. John, could you please not be here right now? I'm having a conversation with my friend. Go over there to those really lovely ladies. Yes, it looks like they only have nightgowns on. They should be your type. So, please go. Thanks. Great, you're still here. You don't get the memo, do you? Did you get dropped as a baby too often? What? What act should I stop? What the fuck do you mean by that? Don't grab my arm. I'm not going with you anywhere. And don't talk to him like that. Are you really asking me to go with you to your place to have sex? Like the last time? Are you fucking kidding me? We never even had sex. And no, we didn't have a moment back then. We're actors. We act. What the fuck? Hey, don't listen to him. He's out of his fucking mind. Please don't clench your fist. Everything is fine. Except for his psychological stability. There's something wrong with that. What? Don't believe him. I swear I've never slept with him. Ever. Why are you saying that, John? You know that's not true. We have no damn friendship going on here. Why are you lying? You took me, doggy. Wow, stop right there. Are you trying to be a wedge between him and me? Okay, tell me then, when did we have that sex of yours? No, you won't go now. You upset me. And the worst part is, you upset my friend too. So you're gonna talk? And if not, I'm gonna report you for sexual harassment. I don't care who you are or who your daddy is. I know, and everybody else knows how much you like new French actresses and what kind of favors they have to do to join the theater group. I will go public, and I will fuck you up. Just because I dress cute and act cute doesn't mean that I'm not capable or willing to ruin your pathetic little life. You act like this alpha male because you think you look good, you talk a lot, and you're the center of all attention. No, those are the weakest and smallest people out there. Someone who has to show how tough they are or tell their girlfriend what to wear, who to meet, what to think. They have the most worthless personality, just like you. And now, admit that you lied. Talk right now. Yeah, that's it, you little bitch. Now fuck off. Fucking asshole. What? Don't look at me like that. You know me, I can be a real bitch. He got on my last nerve. Shut up. You don't believe him, right? Thank God. I was so worried for a moment that you were gonna believe that asshole. Yeah, you're right. If that was true, I would have told you. But I can't believe all this shit. What a fucking maniac. And I know you wanted to hit him. Yeah, I know. I saw your reaction. Yeah. No hiding from me. But I'm so glad you didn't. Trust me, he would sue you, and that wouldn't go well for you. He's still rich, you know? Rich people get what they want. But I saw the fire in your eyes. It's like you wanted to protect me. That's sexy. Someone who can control their emotions when they have to? Yeah. I called you sexy. 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 Okay, I'll stop. Your red face is adorable. Why are you asking that? That's not important. You still want to know? Okay. Yes. He is tall, muscular, and handsome. Yeah, but I don't understand. Why do you want to hear that from me? Hey. Stop. Don't walk away from me. Those things are not essential. No, they're not important. I see where the wind's coming from. First of all, you are not handsome. Wait, hey, I'm not finished. You are a man, not a boy. You're a real man, and that is absolutely sexy. Handsome is not enough. To be handsome is a characteristic of a boy. I want a man with edges and corners, both visually as well as a character. I swear, his hair feels and looks better than mine, and that is not acceptable. I bet he takes longer in the bathroom and has more hair conditioner than me. And that? Yeah, don't get me started. But you know what I mean. I'm a woman. I want a man. Girls like that kind of boy. Until they grow older. You look like a Greek god. You are so not perfect, but perfect. I love that about you. And your personality is such a turn on. Yes, you can't believe it. I did say that I love that about you. Dude, really? We practiced that kissing scene like a million times. Come on. We even French kissed. Why in hell should I practice French kissing with you for a play? We don't kiss on stage. It's all an act. We cover our face and pretend. Yes, I didn't kiss that jerk. Even if he was a decent human being, I wouldn't have kissed him. Do you know why? Because I like you, not him. No one else. Wait. Is that why you left? Because of the kissing scene? Oh my gosh. No. It's all an act. You're so dense sometimes. I said, let us practice kissing because I wanted to kiss you, dummy. I thought maybe you would take initiative. Yeah, absolutely. I hoped you would, like, grab my ass and throw me on the bed. I would have loved that. What? You don't think I would have been up for that? I was horny, just like you. Of course I noticed. I know you like me a lot. Like, a lot. When we pressed our body against each other while kissing, I felt your little soldier down there, ready to charge the front. Don't get red. I liked it. So you like me too? No, you love me? Since when? So long? Why didn't you show me more affection? You know, while we kissed and all that. You didn't want to take advantage of me? Because you thought it was a real practice session? You thought I only wanted to be friends with you? And that's why you're hot. You thought about me and not about you. That's manly. Because you protected and helped me where you could and took care of problems. I feel like I can always rely on you. You were always like that. That one day, when we visited my dad and we saw him laying on the bed in pain, I told him to see a doctor and he refused. I was shocked by his condition, but I couldn't do anything. I was frozen. Because of the whole situation and the fact that he refused to see a doctor, but you saw him and told him straight to his face that you didn't care what he wanted, and you called an ambulance. After he got his stomach operated on, he was good. Again. If he would have waited one day longer, he would have passed away. You saved him. Because you knew how to control the situation. You weren't loud or jumpy. You were as clear as day. I don't know what I would have done without you. Truly. The fact that my dad listens to you more than me, I think that says a lot. I'll never forget that. Alright, so just to recap the situation, You love me and I love you. Yes, you love me. I like the sound of that a lot. Let me go change my clothes. Then if you want, we can go to a coffee shop and drink some coffee. What do you say? Yes? Perfect. I'm happy to hear. I really love their cake too. And I'm gonna file a complaint against John. I have to protect the girls from him. The same way you protect me. Yeah, screw that guy. We're gonna have a serious talk later. About you and I. I mean, things changed. In the best way I could have imagined. I love you. Okay, I'll be right back.